good morning, everybody, and good morning, Jen.
Hello.
This is your dynamic duo coming at you again with another good, fun little topic here. You know, we're just really, we're coming off of last week's, if you remember listening. We were talking about what to do when you're in a slump, and just about there's importance there too, but we got something good this week again. So, Jen, what are we talking about?
Today we wanted to talk about a few things you can do to stay on track, because I feel like this is really where it's at, because once we get into the slump, that's like, then it's hard to get out of it, and that's fine, it happens to everybody. But if we have some tricks for staying on track, it just is like making our life so much easier.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I think like the common theme kind of along this is the word of consistency, and it's helping ourselves to know, like for today, we're talking about three things, like the three things that we really need to focus on to help us to be able to stay consistent. And if we build that foundation, then it's going to be a lot easier. So, Jen, what are these three things? Or did you have anything to say before you dive into that?
Oh, I wanted to just note, like, remind us, you know, that saying that's like, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I mean, it sounds a little negative, but I have realized that planning for success is actually a huge key for me. Like, if I plan for like how I'm going to help myself make it easier, make things work for me, you know, that planning, I think that having a plan, it makes us feel more like secure. Then we feel like we've got it, you know, figured out. And also, I was just reminded of the whole like decision fatigue, or, you know, that concept of like the less, like, help yourself out by like making it easier so you don't have to make so many decisions throughout every single day. So if, for example, on the weekend, this isn't about meal prep, but, you know, if I decide, this is one concept, right? Like that these are the meals that I've got ready for the week, or these are the things I do to help myself be prepared for a successful week. Then I don't have to think about those things throughout every single day, right? So we wanted to give you three simple concepts, three simple things that you can do every day and just make part of your usual routine that will help you in your relationship.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so should we jump into it?
Yeah, I just wanted to like hype it up a little bit, like, you know, create a little curiosity around those things. Like, what do you think they are? Get people thinking.
Yeah, so
here goes.
Jen, what is number one?
Number one is water.
Water.
So it maybe sounds like, duh, a no-brainer, all those things. Like, does that really help with my food or with weight loss, all these things? So here's my favorites from the things I've learned about water, okay? One is detox. I don't know about you, but I deal with, this is a little behind the scenes, but deal with some, sometimes organ issues, like my liver, for example, because I don't have a gallbladder, okay? So I don't have a gallbladder anymore. I got that taken out because I was having some trouble with it. And so on my journey back to better health, and this goes, of course, beyond like the diet and all that, but in the last years, I've needed some support for my liver because of that. Well, also, when I drink enough water, that doesn't tend to be as much of an issue. So the point being, drink to your good health because it helps you detox. Right, so okay. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing, about water,
yeah. Okay, so wait, in addition to that,
I have a couple favorites about what water does, but
I thought you're moving. Never mind.
No, you're good. So, one of my favorite things is detox. The next thing is lubricating your joints, that's another thing water does. So, when I don't know about you, but I deal with some inflammation, and so when I understand that correctly and I drink enough water, I don't feel as creaky like an old lady. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the last thing that I want to share about water is, and I just learned this morning, okay? Intuitively, I've realized that water like makes me feel better, but I wasn't really sure why. Okay, so sometimes I realize these things, like I kind of subconsciously make these connections, like, okay, when I drink enough water, I feel better, you know? But then when I, like a little geeky, but like to figure out why that is, well, I just found this on the internet this morning, you guys. So I don't know if you know this, Emily, but.
Teach me.
The water, getting enough water helps your brain get enough tryptophan, which is needed to create serotonin, which is your feel-good hormone. So there's actually science to back the fact that you will feel better when you drink enough water.
That's a good
science fact. Go, girl.
Dude.
Okay, so that's my three favorite things that water does for us. What about you?
I think you pretty much wrapped that baby up right there.
Ooh. No, I think that's a couple other things. Tips.
I mean,
the water's awesome.
I mean, those are the main things that I kind of thought of in other wording, but yeah.
Okay.
It just gives us energy,
flushes
out
the
waste.
Yes.
Relieves our kidneys and protects against everything else. So
maybe instead of talking about the liver, it's also the kidney, but anyways.
Same death. Good. Okay, what's the next one?
So the next simple thing that you can do to stay on track is get enough protein. This one actually really changed my relationship with food, like as in was the biggest aha probably that moved the needle for me to like help me basically deal with the food addiction I had, I would say. Cure binge eating for me. I used to always struggle at night to not just like munch throughout the evening. And here's a big thing. If you crave carbs, it's likely due to it not having enough protein in your diet. And so protein's the thing. It is so important because it helps stabilize your blood sugar, which reduces cravings. And I'm not saying make sure you have a certain amount of protein, like only saying have enough protein in the day. I'm saying like every time you eat, have some protein because it actually, and that's just like what I have done. I'm not saying that everyone needs to do that, but actually when, even if you ate a piece of candy, if you drank a protein drink, it like, whatever, did those things together, it actually helps the way that your body deals with those things. So cheers to protein. Okay, so protein's a big deal. That's about it. That one wasn't quite a science-y.
No, that's good. I mean, I like it. Also, when I eat more protein, I don't want the other things.
Yes.
Usually, too, which is kind of cool because usually I want the brownie or I want the candy. But if I eat the protein, then I'm like, oh, I like how this made me feel better.
Yeah.
And I don't even crave that. It's weird.
It's like when you fill up on the good stuff, get enough protein, but fill up on the good stuff. Then when you get enough of what your body is actually like needing. So remember, the body is always looking for homeostasis. So when you get what your body actually needs, then you're not going to have all these like excessive cravings for things that, like, let's be honest, I love you, Emily, and I eat brownies sometimes, but nobody really needs brownies.
I know.
I'm not making brownies wrong because there's no bad foods, but.
Right. Exactly. It's not like it doesn't give add any nutritional value.
Right. So brownies are fine, but maybe like, you know, the protein drink with it or whatever.
Right.
If you want your body to like not crave things. Now, never is food guilt healthy. So if you ate a brownie, eat brownies. Don't even worry about it. Eat brownies if you want. These are just tips to help you stay on track.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. So that's mainly it. Oh, I also was just gonna say that it helps the body repair itself. So
yes,
if you get injured,
right,
or you know, like I always think of like, I don't know, older people who fall and hurt themselves more easily. You know, it like that could happen to somebody younger too, and if we're eating enough protein, I feel like it adds protection to us because our muscles are more like malleable in a way, and protects our bones and our joints. And so I think it, I mean, it goes down to deeper to the cellular level to do things that we're probably not even realizing.
Well, and not, I was just, it just occurred to me that to point out that not only repair is not only for when we get injured, repair mm-hmm. is like wear and tear on this body. Like being yeah. human, it can be hard just on our human body, like just mm-hmm. life in general. We need repair just after living. It's not yeah. just when we get hurt, right?
True that.
So repair is important.
Yes.
And okay. then number three, you ready for
yes.
number three?
Lay it on us.
The third thing that I like to make sure is a part of my life every day is movement. So, you know, they say it's been proven, like, literally exercise is the most underutilized antidepressant. And I think when we think of exercise, sometimes we, the perfectionist in us can pop up and be like, okay, but I don't have 20 minutes for the cardio, or I don't know how to do like the right strength training routine or whatever. Like my brain can come up with excuses. I'm sure we all have those moments, but that's why I like to call it movement here when we talk about the third tip is movement, because there's not one right way to move your body. Like you can actually increase your metabolism, not what this is about, but like just so you know, just by moving your body for 5 minutes every hour, like if you have a desk job, just getting up and moving every hour, my doctor has told me, is like so good for your body. So movement in general helps me feel better, and it helps me like just be it helps me feel better. I just make a big deal out about feeling better, like things you can do to help you feel better, because when we feel better, we tend to have an easier time making healthy choices. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, no, exactly.
What about you?
I'd also like to add that when we sweat, we get rid of toxins too. Those are toxins that are just sitting on us in our body. And when we sweat, it helps with our ventilation system.
Yeah.
Besides that, I was just going to touch on the brain chemicals it releases. So good
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
Fat burning, like you said, it's good for us. And something else I was going to add is if you don't really know what to do for exercise, that's okay. You can look up ideas, you can just find something that you like to do and just do it. You know, it's really about building consistency, and when we find something that we like, we're gonna be more apt to continue on with it. And
yes.
Something that I wrote on here is kind of funny, it makes me laugh. Stronger muscles, stronger bones, longer life!
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway.
Love it.
That's all for me. Jen, do you have anything else to add?
No, only that if you have not yet joined us in the free Facebook group that we are offering to you, go do it. It is called Beyond the Diet. We like to support women and like allow y'all to support each other in a free Facebook group with all the good tips and tools and all the tricks to empower women to have food freedom.
Yes.
Live your best life now. Yeah. Be
yeah.
happy today.
Come join us there.
We'll drop the link in the show notes.
Yes, we are excited to see you. Ta-ta. See you next week.